این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Date February 11th, 1983. Without delay, we must make use of the opportunity and motivate the country towards becoming more Islamic in all its dimensions. It is obvious that in this great task, with its extensive aspects on which depends on the destiny of the nation of Islam, unless the whole nation endeavors and participants actively, the lofty Islamic ideals would not be realized. It is only with unity of the expression and efforts of all behind whom are the potent hands of the exalted truth, Allah willing, and the task will get results.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. About the concept of martyrdom and the martyr, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "It is art if one can rise up for jihad without evil ostentation and political clamor, and sacrifice himself for the objective which is not vain desire, and this is the art of the men of God." You know, this speech of Imam rahmatullah alayhi is about jihad that a martyr participates in and served his Lord for it. In Islam, the concept which leads to martyrdom, that is a conscious death for a sacred cause, has emerged a principle known as jihad. The Holy Book of Quran has mentioned three sacred concepts jointly in many of its verses. These three concepts are faith or iman, migration or hijrah, and holy war or jihad. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Now then, surely jihad is one of the doors of paradise which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened for his distinctive friends. It is not a door which is opened for everyone. Not all have the qualifications to get enough, you know, or to get through the door of jihad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened that door for distinctive friends. The mujahideen are the only friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the distinctive friends of Him."
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
There is another interesting point in hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who says, "The one who has not fought in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has not even thought about it in his own mind, he shall die with a hidden type of hypocrisy." It means that Islam cannot be separated from jihad or from wish to fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true faith of a Muslim can be recognized by this standard, you know, that is longing to fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked why the shaheed is not questioned in the grave. The Holy Prophet said, "The lightening of the sword over shaheed's head is sufficient for his trial or questioning." You know, the martyr has manifested his true faith by his sacrifice, and so there remains no motive for questioning him in the grave. Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.